As I mentioned earlier, we have an incubator at CAPED. And what we do is businesses, folks come in off the street and say, hey, I need help. Back a little bit over a year ago, we had a husband and wife come to see us, and they wanted to start a driving school. We have learned an awful lot about certifications and licensing and things. So they are housed out in our building. And I'm very, very pleased to tell you, they are, as of yesterday, are the latest to be fully certified in the state of Alaska by post-secondary education and by the DMV. So Alex and Sarah and their staff have worked really, really hard on it. Alex and Sarah are the owners of the Kenai Peninsula driving instruction. Alex is actually the lead instructor. He's got over 10 years of experience with 5 years of experience working in the oil fields. He was actually born and raised here on the Kenai Peninsula and is a second generation Alaskan. So Alex is going to come up and talk to you a little bit about his experience. Alex?
Hello. Hi, my name is Alex Stoppett. I'm the, as he Tim introduced me so graciously there, the owner of Kenai Peninsula Driving Instruction. Like you said, just over a year ago, we started this idea. I was a driver trainer in the oil industry for Schlumberger Oilfield Service Company, world's largest oilfield service company, doing driver instruction, both heavy and light vehicle for them. We would do pretty much all our training in-house, and I saw a need for, we had a lot of people coming to us asking, you know, how do I get my CDL? We did our training in-house, but a lot of companies don't do that. And that's when I kind of came up with the idea. I was like, we really do need something here locally. How do I get it started? And that started the whole process. I contacted the DMV, and we went from there. All right, so a little bit about me, real quick. I was born and raised here in Kenai, Alaska. Both my parents were born and raised here in Alaska. My grandparents moved here before it was a state, so we've got a lot of history in Alaska. I don't know anything better, so I guess I'll be here for a while longer. I was in law enforcement. I was an instructor in law enforcement in Homer and in Kenai. And then again, I was a driver trainer for Schlumberger for most of the last 5 years. So company history, how it started. So kind of a lot of this is just like a timeline on how Tim and Caitlin, we got involved with them and how it started and kind of the how the different agencies we found were working together. And it was kind of a long, drawn out process because it hadn't been done in a long time. It's been several years since anybody on the road system, at least, has tried to open a CDL school. All I ever heard was when I was talking to other truckers, oh yeah, I need to open that. It's a great idea. We need to get this going. And then they always came into big hurdles and roadblocks and they couldn't figure out how to get it going. And oh, we just can't do this. And I had talked to so many people that were, man, I really need to get this going. And as I got more involved in it, I realized how big the hurdles really were. So in November, we started to get an application of 2016. Then we acquired facility space with Tim and Caitlin at CAPED. And they, I can't say enough about them, have been huge in trying to let us, in working with different state agencies and trying to get these different agencies to talk to each other and figure out what is really required in businesses. And I'm sure it's with many startups, there's a lot of governmental loopholes you got to jump through. And in this one in particular, I found once you start getting state and federal governments involved, there's a huge number of things. And the biggest hurdle was, though, the state itself in-house working together to figure out what is really required. In January, I completed some required training that I had to have to, which was a first hurdle. To be an instructor for the state, they required a 40-hour training course. I did that. In February, the class that we were actually granted to be able to do our Class D, which is regular driver's ed, that was the first step. That was a lot simpler to get involved, as the state had done a lot of those. Driver's ed, Class D driving instruction, they were able to get that streamlined. The thing that came in to started hitting roadblocks real fast and real hard was when I started really pushing, which is the ultimate goal of this, was to be a CDL instructorship school. And that came to find out that everybody that was in charge of the, in the compliance department at this point really had never done it. And they were just kind of having to work through it as we went. So it was different stages. I mean, you want to go to the next one? In March, the first roadblock, okay, I've got a school, I want to do CDL. What do I need? Okay, we're good. We required a bond. And then after I required this bond that they required, which was a federal requirement that they had adopted, then they're like, oh, and by the way, we required this certificate called PTDI. PTDI was the Professional Truck Driving Institute. And it's a non-governmental agency. It's a non-for-profit organization that has set a series of standards about course material and how it should be taught. It's essentially an accreditation program for existing schools. It's like an accreditation program for a course that is being taught through a community college type of atmosphere. That same kind of it's an accreditation. It's not technically a government agency at all. It's a private entity. The state of Alaska requires their certificate to be able to go into business. This was a huge hurdle because when I asked the State Department of at the DMV there in the compliance department, they were like, well, yeah, you just need the certificate. Well, they couldn't really tell me what the certificate was because they had never actually acquired it and had never even talked to PTDI. They just knew on this form, this is how it is and this is what we got to do. Oh, okay, so how do I go about this? Well, after multiple phone calls and several months of working back and forth, I had come to find out that PTDI is an accreditation program for an existing school. They don't traditionally accredit anybody that hasn't already been in business. So you can see kind of the first circle of I'm chasing my tail here is the state's requiring me before I can be in business, I have to have this certificate. Well, this company says, well, we don't give this accreditation until you've been in business. And so we started playing this chase. And after about 2 months, we finally got it worked out and they worked out a deal where as long as I got my course material and agreed to teach to their standards and showed them that I was going to teach to their standards, that they would allow me to go into business and give me a letter saying that, okay, you're good to go into business. We still want to interview some students after you get them graduated, but we'll get it to go. So the state in April, we finally got that to go through. They came to an agreement. Okay, we can start working through the PTDI process, but we still hadn't even been able to apply really yet. We still had to figure out how we're going to get this. So that came in April. So then we can. Then in May, we applied for, finally, a long, slow process, pretty intense PTDI requirements. Got the application. We were talking to guys in Canada and in Colorado and all over the place about how to do this. And PTDI doesn't really offer a lot of how you get their accreditation. They just have a series of standards. This is what you got to do. And then they would refer you to even other schools that have their accreditation. Well, just talk to these guys. They can help you. And they're another school. Well, it's kind of like McDonald's talking to Burger King. There's a lot of people that, you know, they don't really want to help you that much. Luckily, I was finding some of the smaller schools in the villages that were really integral and really helping me out. I lucked out and found a couple guys that were literally getting ready to retire, and they are now retired from those schools, that helped me out a bunch. They sent me some information. They said, this is how we do it. This is what we do. And so I was able to get that information and that knowledge from them, luckily. Again, very grateful for that, and it helped streamline it to where then in July, the end of July, we finally got our letter from PTDI saying, okay, you've met our standards. It looks like you're going to go. And then we were able to go back to the DMV compliance department. They said, okay, you finally got PTDI. Great. Awesome. We can get you a letter. In the first week of August, we got our final letter, said, you're good to go. You're fully certified and accredited to be a CDL school in the state of Alaska. So that was in August of this year. Go to the next one. In September, we went to apply for the eligible training provider list through the Department of Labor. We were getting a huge, some of our longer classes, and I'll talk about those here in a little bit, they are fairly expensive. And we were having a lot of people that had no truck experience wanted to do these longer classes. And they all came to, we started finding this need for grants through the labor, Department of Labor here at the job center. You can apply for these grants for retraining and those kind of things. And people get approved for grants to pay for this training. I didn't realize how many people were doing that, but it's a huge number of people. And the more I've been involved in this, the more phone calls, hey, do you accept grants? Do you accept grants? Do you accept grants? So we applied for that. Well, in lieu of applying for that, we come to find out that the Department of Labor directed us to the Alaska Commission for Post-Secondary Education. Okay, well, who are these guys? I'd never even heard of them, another state agency. All right, well, let's start down this road. Yep. They can take student loans, that all that kind of stuff. And they are an accrediting agency for essentially any kind of a like a college type atmosphere, you know, small startup colleges, you know, to even the bigger colleges. I mean, UAA has to have their accreditation to be able to be in business even. So we got a hold of them. DMVA Compliance was completely unaware of them being in existence at all. They had no knowledge of this corporation at all. So we can go to the next one. So that started that whole process. ACPE was like, well, you got to have our certificate to even be in business. And then this the DMV was like, we never heard of them. You're fully accredited. You've met all our standards. We're good to go. Long drawn out, again, kind of like the PTDI thing, back and forth, back and forth. Finally got figured out how we were going to go down this road and what we were going to do. And we were able to apply. Again, they have a board that only meets every so often. So we got all the application in, but again, they didn't meet till January, even though we had done all their stuff. They have to meet the board to give the final approval. Once we did that, we finally got our application submitted with a tremendous amount of help through KPED. And Tim was integral in trying to get meetings. And every time we'd actually have a meeting with these people and be in person, Tim knew exactly the questions to ask that let us be able to continue on. Without somebody in that type of knowledge of how these different boards and stuff work, we would have never been there. We didn't even know till the very last meeting, and we've been dealing with this for months. Since September, we've been dealing with this, and okay, there's a board that's got to go through and all this stuff. It wasn't until the very last meeting we had that first week of December with them and kind of where we're at with the timeline that we found out that you could even be present at their board meeting, and you could be there. And they're like, oh, yeah, we highly encourage that. Well, where did this come from? Oh, well, we would have sent you an email about it, but if Tim hadn't even asked, I don't know that we would even known we could be there, because I've been talking to people in Juneau. Well, apparently we come to find out that this board meets in Anchorage. Oh, so I have a board that is critical for my development of my business that I'm going to submit my application to that is open to the public and meets in Anchorage that I knew nothing about for the last 3 months. Why wasn't that brought up first? Is here I'm talking to people in Juneau, and now all of a sudden, oh, wait, it's just up your street. You can actually show up and be there and testify if you'd wish. Well, yeah, I would have loved to have been there. That would be great. Luckily, Tim was able to, because conflict with other classes I had going on, able to go up there and be there for us, and it was huge to actually have somebody there. And I think he made some great contacts with people, and because there's other businesses that will require this in the future. These guys, I mean, even like nail salons and beauty schools and that kind of stuff, they require their certificate. So I mean, it's intricate throughout everything. Anytime there's kind of an instruction, and where it starts is anything over 120 hours in length of course. So with that kind of rolls back into the PTDI. The only reason we technically needed ACPE is that PTDI's course is over 120 hours that they certify. So since we had to have PTDI, then that rolled into requiring us to have the ACPE certification. So you can kind of see it's a long road walks and kind of hurdles. So, and yes, as Tim said, finally, as of January, we got ACPE's full certification. So we're hoping, you know, we're gonna start advertising, being able to accept grants, and hopefully start seeing that need in the community to be addressed here locally. A big thing with that is that there's a lot of people here locally that go up to the valley to do their training. Well, the training is up there, but they still have to pay for housing and food, and all that's paid through these grant programs. So with the savings that they should be able to save in the grant program, because there's an X number of funds available, there should be a huge amount of savings that, from what I'm looking at, showing people that said how much they were spending, we might be able to get almost 2-to-1 with saving the housing, if people can stay here and stay in their house, eat at their home, and only show up to in a house to training. And that's going to be a huge saving. So hopefully we'll be able to get more people accepted and be able to use more grants in the future on this. So that's a long drawn out last year plus of my life and how we finally got accredited. But it just shows that there was just a lot of hurdles, and hopefully, like Tim's been working with them, that we're hopefully going to streamline it. We had several other agencies involved. Hopefully now they've started a checklist of some sort that says this is how it has to be. And so once you actually get it, you get a complete list when you say, hey, I want to start a DMV training school, you know, approved third-party tester that for CDL. This is what you have to do and how you have to go through it right up front. So you're not waiting 2 months and finding, oh, by the way, you got to have this. Oh, you know what? You got to have this too. And then hopefully now the DMV, we've been working with them quite a bit. They understand. ACPE now contacts them. There was just huge conflicts of like, they would be like, well, we're this agency and this agency, and we don't talk to each other. Well, don't you work for the state? Aren't you all part of the state? Well, yeah, but we're separate entities. We don't really talk. Well, if you guys don't talk to each other, how the heck am I supposed to know that you even exist? And so we kind of stumbled into these different things as it went. So hopefully we can start to mesh these entities, and they need to talk together, and that would have streamlined this tremendously. So we can go on to the next slide. A little bit about me, who we are and what we offer. Again, my name's Alex. The lead instructor right now. I do all the training, instructing. I'm a certified third-party examiner for both CDL. We also offer Class D driver's ed still. And just road exams for both CDL in-house and for Class D in-house as a third-party tester. I'm also working into getting some other certificates to teach some other defensive driving courses and stuff, and I'll talk about that later. We've hired on Mike. He's a longtime family friend, been in the construction industry a long time. Really mellow-tempered, good guy. He's going to be a great instructor. Right now, he's an examiner. He just finished his testing up in Anchorage to be his instructorship. He's got one more class to go to, and then we're going to get him on staff. Goal is first of the month, next month, hopefully, to be another full-time instructor and examiner for CDL. My lovely wife, Sarah, she does all our exams for Class D if I instruct. I can do both instructing and testing, but with both Class D and with just regular driver's ed, and then with CDL instruction, the way it works is if anybody instructs them as their instructor, you cannot also exam them. You can't give them their final test. So that's why I've got Mike and Sarah on right now. I do all the instruction right now as it is, and then they come in and do the final test for those students if I instruct them. So that's how that kind of works. Hopefully, now with getting another examiner on, we'll be able to increase and be able to get more students through, and we'll just switch when we do that. So what courses we offer in our facility, if you want to go ahead and the next slide there. So like we mentioned, we are at the CAPED building. Just right outside of Kenai. It's a great facility for us because they have a huge yard we can rent, and hopefully as we grow, we'll be able to rent more and more of the yard and expand. Right now, our testing facility for the CDLs is all in their yard. We have our course set up for your backing maneuvers and doing a pure trip. It's a secured yard. We can keep our vehicles behind a fence. It's working really great. We just walk out of our classroom and go right there. We have a classroom and an office set up. A small office set up in there. We also have access to CAPED's larger training room if we need it for larger classes. And then our Class D course for our parallel parking and all that kind of stuff is also done right at the parking lot. It's all set up there. We're able to keep it set up so people can come by and use it, and it's a fairly secure, safe location that seems to work out well for people that want to practice. All in-house. It's a great facility for us because they've got so much space. And it's worked out very well, and hopefully it'll have lots of room for us to be able to expand and grow over time. Courses we offer, we offer driver's ed and then testing, also third-party exam for just regular driver's ed. Our large focus also is, like I said, where this whole process started with CDL, commercial driving. We offer several different types of classes from our full class, we call our beginning class, which with your classroom time / self-study and lab and your actual driving time is 148 hours in length. I've streamlined that a lot. I've purchased the Professional Truck Driving Institute's required material to where it's almost like study at your own pace. So a lot of people can do less classroom time and don't have to be present in the classroom nearly as often as they have to be in other schools. So they can do a lot of self-study. They get credit for self-study, about 63 hours, basically like an online training, and that seems to be working really well. They have a CD, they can read through it in a book. We offer intermediate classes, which is like a three-day, that's just all hands-on. They show up for 3 days, we go over how to drive, there's no real classroom involved in it. We have a refresher course, which is a two-day class. At the end of any of these classes, their road exams included, so they test everything in-house. We go all the way through their training to right into their testing. And then we do what we call a pre-road test, which is like a one-day class. Just a real quick one-day refresher for somebody who's got a lot of experience. They do basically a brief overview of the test, and then they go right into the actual road exam. We can go on the next one there. Many thanks to the different resources that we've utilized to help build our business. The Alaska Small Business Development Center, we did the whole business plan through them. They were huge help. It's a great resource. I highly encourage it for anybody wanting to start a business, to start there. They'll help you out, build your financials, what are your projections, how to do a business plan, great help. CAPED, of course, if you have any questions, they've helped us out. Advertising, we've used radio, Facebook has been big, web design, Yelp, of course, it's been great to get out there. Anymore now, it's the computerized world and everybody advertises on there. Booster clubs here locally, we put banners up in the high schools and stuff like that. And then the Kenai Chamber, we're members with them, and we've done a lot of help with them and started to advertise through there. We can go on to the next one there. These are just a few of the things that have been big help. Community involvement, just some of the stuff. We're Kenai Chamber member. We like to do try to help out. We do the parades. We did the Electric Lights Parade this year. I'm hoping, you know, as we get more involved with the semis and stuff, every parade's always good to have a couple big trucks. All the kids love to hear the horns honk. So we'll try to get out there and, you know, be community involved in different parades. And it's just fun to get out and do. We can go on the next one. Looking to the future, I'm hoping to start doing consulting. I've been approached by a couple different larger corporations about doing consulting on the CDL side, and hopefully maybe the driver's ed too, but mostly the CDL side. Looking into getting the accreditation through the National Safety Council, which offers a defensive driving for CDL courses. It's a little 4 to 8 hour course, about basically a refresher course for CDL drivers that you might have been driving for 10 or 20 years, but it helps them. It gives them discounts on the insurance for the corporations, and it's a good refresher course on how to drive defensively and kind of the rules of the road and what you should be doing and best practices. Hopefully, like I said, by the end of this month, we'll have two full-time instructors and examiners, and then we'll have we'll have our in-house Class B truck and a couple, at least one more, maybe two more CDL tractors, so we'll be available to be running two students at the same time. February should be fully certified for the National Safety Council defensive driving course, and then in March I'm going down to Florida so I can teach in-house instructorship for the 40-hour class that they need to be an instructor, both in CDL and Class D, but mostly the focus is it's required for CDL instruction, so I'll be able to teach it in-house through AAA's class there. And then we're working on, now that we've got the ACPE's certification, I'm also looking into the GI Bill and getting that approved. I've got a lot of guys asking about that in-house. There's a lot of veterans around here that have that. And now I've got the state's approval. Now I can work on getting that, because that's more of a federal, and I'm going to work through the Labor Department there. They have guys that can help me out through that. So that's our next big government hurdle for approval. Special thanks to Tim and Caitlin from KBED. They helped support us in so many ways. It's been huge. I can't say enough. If you have any questions or concerns, if you're wanting to start a business or looking for even, you know, help with maybe applying for grants or how should I go about this kind of stuff, a huge resource. We would not be to where we are today without their help. I guarantee that. So hopefully in 2018 we're going to continue to grow and be the CDL headquarters for the Kenai Peninsula down here. So thanks, guys.
Thank you, Alex. We would be remiss if we didn't say thank you to Gary Knopp is here. I know Mike Chenault was going to be here at some point, and Peter. All three of their offices were involved in this project over the last year, along with the governor's office, to make the whole thing happen. This is just another example of the entrepreneurial spirit that we've got on the Kenai Peninsula. You know, last year we brought you two brand new entrepreneurs. Here's another one this year. And we're hoping next year we have one or two more that have been able to start their business and get it up and running.